instruction about the tabernacle, you know. He has some intimate fellowship with the Almighty on the top of the smoking mountain. And the people start to be impatient. Turn with me to the chapter 32, please. Chapter 32. The people start to be impatient. Beloved, what is one of the fruit of the Spirit? Patience. You know the word in Hebrew for patience? Savlanut. You know where it is taken from, or the root word? Sevel, suffering. Please do not pray without knowledge. Do not ask God to give you patience, because He is a faithful God. He will give it to you through sufferings. I mean it. Lisbol is to suffer. Sevel, suffering. Savlanut, patience. Long endurance. Yeah? Beloved, so they don't have patience, and look what they say, what they dare saying in chapter 32. Are you still okay with me? Okay, 32. Now, when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to his brother Aaron and said to him, come, make us gods, Aseh lanu Elohim in Hebrew, gods that shall go before us, for as for this Moses, look at me, they made Moses God. They idolize Moses like Jews or ultra-Orthodox today. Woe to you if you speak bad about Moses. Almost like a god. They idolize rabbis today as well. Schneerson and others, okay? The men who brought us up out of the land of Egypt. Excuse me? Did he bring you up out of the land of Egypt? You see our flesh? Our flesh never will be satisfied in simple faith, which is trusting things which are not seen. God is a spirit. They did not see him, right? But they saw the mediator. They saw Moses. So now Moses is out of their sight, and they start, where is this God, little g? Where is he? Moses was just a tool. Let's continue. We do not know what has become of him. Verse 2. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings. And you know the story, right? They start to hoopla hula around the golden calf. And you know, Aaron, it's very funny. When Moses asks me later on, what did he do? Oh, I asked him to bring some gold, you know, earrings. I just dropped it in the fire, and that's what came. If you don't believe me, read it. That's what came. I mean, excuse me. Blame shifting. Adam and Eve. Nothing is new under the sun. Beloved, if you ask any rabbi, Orthodox rabbi today, what are the most tragic events in Jewish history, one of them will be, the worst was when the spies came back, okay, on Tisha B'Av. Okay, according to Jewish tradition, it was on the 9th of Av, on the Jewish calendar. You remember what happened on the 9th of Av? Beside all other atrocities, yeah, events, the temple, two temples were destroyed on this same night when the spies came. Yeah? But another one was the split of the kingdom of Israel into two houses after Solomon's sin. Actually, it was because of Solomon. Okay? And another one, tragic event, was this event. Carving the golden calf. Beloved, what a sin. I mean, can you imagine? Only 40 days passed since the event. The mountain shook. They heard God speaking the 10 words. Are you with me? 10 commandments. Crazy how short of a memory we have. Remember I told you, it's the same show played on the stage but the actress and the actresses are changed. If you have been with me the last two nights, I said it, yeah? God gives us the gospel already in the four first chapters of the Bible. Genesis 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all. The rest is repetition. Why? Because we tend to forget. Over 700 or 900 times, God says in his word, remember. Doesn't show, put us in a very good position as smarties, right? Oh, I remember. No, you don't remember. You need to be reminded again and again. Are you still following? So, a tragic event indeed. 40 days pass and they do exactly what God told them in the first and second commandment not to do. How dummy can you be? We can be very dummies. Even as believers in Yeshua. Because we are still in this framework. We are in this clay flesh. Yeah? Let's continue. So, God tells Moses, go down. Look what they do, yeah? And verse 9 says, and the Lord said to Moses, I have seen these people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. Woo-hoo! Once saved, always saved. 1 Corinthians 10 tells us that with most of them, he did not really. He disliked God. Most of those that he took out of Egypt. Because salvation is a process. The one who sustains till the very end shall be saved. Are you with me? Here he tells Moses, excuse me, let me alone and I will consume all these 2, 3, 4 million people. And I will make out of you a great nation. Moses, a wonderful picture of God, of Yeshua, starts to plead for the nation. I don't know how many times he does it, yeah? And God forgives. But there are some consequences, as you know. So let's read it. Here is a picture of breaking the old covenant and the need for a new covenant. Verse 15, and Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both sides, on one side and on the other they were written. Now the tablets were the work of God, and the writings was writings of God engraved on tablets. Come on, did you notice that the second tablets were not the work of God? Who noticed it? Who noticed that the first covenant was from God on tablets of stones? The second covenant, or a picture of the second covenant, the second time to go to get the Torah, the 10 words, yeah, is this time, yes, in tablets of stones, but made by Moses. It's a picture. We bring the tablets of stone, our tablets of stone, and let God inscribe his words on them. The new covenant. Are you with me? So, he goes down, yeah? And when Joshua heard, okay, let's continue. Verse 9, so it was, as soon as he came near the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, the hoopla hula. So Moses' anger became hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. This is a picture of breaking the Torah, breaking the first covenant. Are you with me? So there is yet another covenant to be signed between God and his people in the shape of the second two tablets. Are you following? But this time, and I'm bringing you from the soulish level, which we could not abide by, it's broken. Are you with me? Now I bring you to the spiritual level, the only way you can enter the kingdom of God. Are you ready? And let's take Mount Sinai as a picture of God. It's not a picture. God was there. God's presence. God's presence is always in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem. Are you with me? And here, Mount Sinai, take it as a picture. Even the book of Galatians compares between Mount Sinai and Jerusalem of today. Are you with me? Okay? So take Mount Sinai as a picture, please, and follow me. What is the way to approach God Almighty in order to get the new covenant? Woo! Are you ready? Look at this. By the way, the letter kills. You know how many were killed that Shavuot day? About 3,000. By the way, about. Because the Hebrew say ke, about. You know how many were saved in yet another Pentecost event? About 3,000. When they received the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? At Pentecost. About. Coincidence? Or cyclical? Why the Holy Spirit needed to be poured on Pentecost? Because the Torah was given in Pentecost. But they could not keep it. So now they have the Spirit to help them keep it. Are you with me? So let's continue. Chapter 33. Exodus 33. We go to the next level. Then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your descendants I will give it. And I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, etc., etc., etc. Look at verse 4. By the way, in other words, God says, I am not going to join you. I'm sending somebody else. How do I know it? Because Moses understood it like this. Verse 4, the children of Israel understood, yeah, when the people heard this bad news that God is not going with them, they mourned, and no one put his ornaments, for the Lord said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people, I could come up into you, into your midst in one moment and consume you, now therefore take off your, etc., etc., okay? Are you ready? Verse 7, this is before Moses goes again to the mountain, before. Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. Look at me. Not many know it, but there were two tabernacles of meeting in the wilderness. There was one which is described here, which was put outside the camp of Israel. Are you with me listening, please? Outside, there is a principle. Outside the camp of Israel, where Joshua was inside maintaining the tent of meeting, Joshua, Yeshua, while there was later on another tabernacle where the Ark of the Covenant and all the religious activity was in the midst of the camp. Are you with me? Those who wanted to seek God's faith to go to the next level, which is beyond and above the religious activity, the letter which kills, needed to go outside the camp. Read it, it's there. I don't have time to read it. Those who sought the Lord, went outside the camp. It's a principle. You really are interested in God, you need to leave the camp. I do not mean leave your assembly. I do not mean don't come here anymore on Sabbath. I mean you need to desire more than just sitting here in the Sabbath. You need in your personal life to go outside the camp where Joshua is waiting for you, Yeshua. Yeshua was taken outside the camp, outside of Jerusalem as well. All the prophets were outside the camp. They were outside the box. They wanted more than just good prayers, good sacrifices, good activities, good ministries. I have this ministry, you have that ministry. No, but what about intimacy? God is calling us to stop being Martha, but Mary. Busy, 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 busy. I have this ministry, I have this idea, I need to relax. Why not come to me? sit on my lap, talk to me. Just imagine your children were all day long busy with orders that you give them. Clean the toilet, do this, do this, do this. This is a family? I mean, we need sometimes, you know, when the children, hi, daddy. And kiss him, moochie poochie, right? Why? Because this and this only recharge your batteries. You will find yourself burned out completely if you stay in the camp. Are you with me? Next thing, and I will try to do it quick. Next thing which will bring you to the highest level of worship before crossing the Jordan is found in verse 12. Then Moses, I am in Deuteronomy 33, verse 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. Excuse me, Moses? You don't need to listen. I'm talking to Moses now. Are you crazy? Show me your way? Don't you have enough burning bush? Don't you have enough the 10 plagues that I used you and your brother to do? Don't you have enough, you know, the applying the blood of the Passover and how the Egyptians drove you out in panic? Don't you have enough, I mean, that I divided the Red Sea for you? Show me your way. The same principle. There are some among us who are satisfied with coming and sitting on Saturday or on Sunday, yeah, in churches, and eat and think this is enough and go home and continue with their own ways. You are not going to make it. You need to go outside the camp to meet your Lord. Are you with me? And you need to always, always say, show me your way, because it's not enough. You are awesome. I only touched a little drop of your ocean. I want all the ocean. I want to sweep deep and deep and deeper and deeper till I will meet the essence of you. If Moses was humble enough to ask God, who are you? Who am I? To say, oh, I'm satisfied. I'm a Messianic Jew. I go every Sabbath here. I even know how to pray. I know all the Siddur, the Jewish prayer, by heart. Excuse me? My friends, if your hearts are not burning within yourself, you know, to know more and more of him, something is wrong. Because you are stuck. You are stagnant. The river is there. And you just look at it. Hi. You sing about the river. You know about the river. But you don't make the step towards the river. Let's continue. Verse 17. So the Lord said to Moses, we are almost finished. Please have mercy with me. I will also do this thing for you that you have spoken. For you have found grace in my sight. And I know you by name. And he said, please show me your glory. Excuse me, Moses. I'm talking again to Moses. Haven't you been in his glory just a few days ago? When he proclaimed the 10 words, where was Moses? He was given the 10 words, right? Show me your glory? God's glory, heaven and earth cannot contain it. Are you with me? How dare we put it in this box? Heaven and earth cannot contain his glory. I showed you some of my PowerPoints about the galaxies. Can you imagine that this is, Papa did it? Papa made it. Daddy made it. Can we apprehend his glory? No. That's why we need to have a heart which seeks more and more and more and more. Endless more of his glory. Show me your glory. Beloved, do you want to see his glory? The Bible tells us how. Shall I share it with you? To conclude this message. How? The only way to see God's glory is in the same way Moses experienced it. No shortcuts. verse 19. Then he said, I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And thus the Lord said, here is a place. Again, here is a place by me. By the way, it's not by me, it's with me in Hebrew. Here is a place with me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. And he carves the two tablets and he goes, and that's what's happened in verse 5 of the next chapter. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, the Lord, this is Yodavah, the name of the Lord, yeah? Merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. So Moses made haste and bowed down. Did you see the picture? Number one, to prepare yourself to see God's glory, wake up. We are concluding. To prepare yourself to see God's glory, you need to get out of the box. You need to have desire of more and more and more of Him. Are you with me? In your personal life, between one Sabbath to another, you need to pursue His tent of meeting, which is outside the camp. You need Yeshua, who was also pushed away outside the camp. You need to be willing to bear His reproach. Are you with me? To be looked at as strangers. Oh, you're fanatic. Oh, come on. Yeshua was fanatic. All the prophets were fanatic. And number two, step number two, you want to see His glory? You want to go to His mountain? There is only one way to do it. While you are hidden in the cleft of Yeshua, the rock. There is a place with me. His name is Yeshua. His name is the rock. Tzur Yeshua Tenu, the rock of our salvation. You cannot approach God unless you are in Messiah. You cannot see God's even not back. You cannot appreciate His goodness unless you are hidden, protected in the rock of your salvation. The new covenant is already in the old covenant. Now you understand me? One was broken. It was not enough. 3,000 people, about 3, were killed. The letter which kills. The next one is a complete different approach. I don't deserve anything. I need you. I need more of you. I need more of you and more of you. Really? Okay. I provided the way. Here is the rock. Let me put you inside the rock, inside my son. This is the only way you can get closer to me. We are no different than Moses, beloved. We need to seek His glory on daily, on hourly basis. We need to seek His goodness on hourly basis. We need to seek more and more of Him. This is the only guarantee that you will make it. Because only close to His bosom, in protected inside Messiah, you can have intimacy with Him. You cannot do it by keeping the Torah or by keeping that or by keeping that. you need intimacy. You need to be with him. And then the Torah will flow through you. Amen. God bless you.